Sachem Paragud Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Hay Omer. Rabbi Gamliel used to say, Kol Shelo Amar Shlosh Dvarim Elu Pesach Lo Yatzei De Chavaso. Anyone who does not say these three things on the Seder night has not fulfilled his mitzvah, his obligation of the Seder night. The Bar Tanur explains what it means is that you have to explain the meaning of these three items. And what are these three items? Pesach, Matzah, Omar. These are the three items you have to explain. Pesach, why do we have a Korban Pesach? Al Shum She Pesach, Hamakom, Abate, Vasenu, Mitzrayim. We have the Korban Pesach to commemorate that Hashem skipped over our houses in Mitzrayim during the plague of the firstborn. Matzah, Al Shum She Nigalu, Abasenu, Mitzrayim, Bimitzrayim. Right, so the matzah is to remember that we were redeemed, and we were to remember that we were redeemed so fast that we did so fast that we didn't have time to let the matzah rise, let the dough rise. Maror al shum shemiru mitzrim es chayav b'seinu b'mitzrayim, and maror we have to commemorate the fact that the Egyptians made our lives bitter in Mitzrayim. The chol dor v'dor chayav adam liros et atzmo kilu yatzav Mitzrayim, and every generation a person is required to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim himself. Shenemar v'gadta l'mincha b'yom ahu le'mor. The pasuk says in the Torah, you should tell your children on this day, b'avor zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim. It's for this that Hashem did for us when he took when I left Mitzrayim. The Torah phrases it, you're supposed to say, as if I left Mitzrayim. L'fikach anu chayavim l'hodos. Therefore, we are required to praise, l'halel, to another praise, Lahodos to thank and to praise, lahalel, the shabeach, to another praise of Fa'er, Laramem, Lahader, Lavrech, Lahaleu, Kales. We're required to give all these languages of praise, to thank, to praise, to laud, to glorify, to exalt, to adorn, to bless, to elevate, and to honor the Misha Asal of Asenu Lanu as Kol Nisim Elu, to him who did all these miracles to our forefathers and to us. Hosianim Avdu Zacherus, Hashem took us out from slavery to freedom. Yagon Lasimcha, He took us out from grief to joy. Mi'avel Yom Tov, from mourning to Yom Tov. From the darkness to great light, and mishibud l'geula, from servitude to redemption, v'nomar l'fanav ha'aluka. And then we say the ha'aluka, we say the praises to Hashem. Mishnah Vav. Ad heichanu omer, until what point do we say the halal at the end of Magid? Ve'chamir omrim ad eim abanu smecha. Behil omim ad chalamish l'manamayim. So machlokas in Beishan Beit Hillel, how far in Hallel do we say at the end of Magid? V'chotein v'geula. Then you end the Magid with a brach of geula. So what is the brach of geula? Rabbi Tarfon Omer, asher ga'alnu v'ga'al es avaseinu Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Tarfon says, the brach is asher ga'alnu v'ga'al es avaseinu Mitzrayim. V'lo yachosem, you don't end it with another baruch ha'tashem formulation. Rekiva Omer, Kain Hashem Elokeinu Velokeinu Vaseinu Yegi'inu L'Moadim L'Rogalim Achirim Habayim L'Kresim L'Shalom Smechem Bin Yidirechem V'Sasim B'Avonasechem V'Nochashem Shem Min Ezvachim Min Apsachim Ad Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. So Rekiva says you do end the bracha with another Baruch Ata Hashem formulation, which is known as a chasima. Halach L'maisa, we say both of these together.